I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While much of the world celebrated Christmas last week, Russia celebrates it on January 7th. Slavic Gospel Association's getting ready, despite a troubled Russian economy. President of SGA Bob Provost says the fall of the ruble is having an effect on churches.
Prices have doubled, so it's sort of like hurting the people both ways. Money's worth less, and the prices are going up.
That's not stopping their Emmanuel's Child Christmas ministry, which includes a present, food, and a Christmas program. Pray many will come to Christ as a result. Next, conflicts between the government and rebels in South Sudan continue. According to BBC, around 50,000 people have been killed, and many are doubting peace will ever be restored. But this past Christmas, children took a stand and shared the gospel. Kids Alive International says they organized a celebration and invited the whole community, including government officials. It united churches and gave people a new place to look for hope. Visit our website to find out more about it. And while 2014 saw an increase in persecution against Christians, ministry to unreached people groups also grew. The reason? Groups like Send International being proactive in reaching out to those who have little or no access to the gospel. Director of Send International, Warren Jansen, says in 2014,
we saw a lot of advancement in terms of engaging unreached people. In Spain, in Central Asia, we've got new teams going into Muslim people groups in each of those areas. We've expanded our Muslim outreach in Southeast Asia.
While Jansen expects more conflict, he also expects more opportunities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar, and it's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to the missionnetworknews.org website and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.